With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. As real estate prices and rent continue to rise in Bozeman, a new large-scale affordable living project has moved one step closer to becoming a reality. City commissioners Tuesday night voted unanimously in favor of the Arrowleaf Park and Perennial Park development plan in North Bozeman. Commissioner Terry Cunningham put it this way.
If a genie were to pop out of a lamp and say, I'll give you one wish to address Bozeman's big problems right now, and I made that wish would look a lot like this.
The development proposal includes over 200 long-term affordable rental units for people making between 50 and 70% of the area median income of over $60,000 a year. Perennial Park would provide housing for active seniors, that is, people over 55 years of age who don't need assistance, and space for Community Health Partners medical, dental, and mental health clinics, as well as a pharmacy. Arrowleaf Park would offer family housing, a community center, and an early child care center run by the nonprofit Family Promise in collaboration with Montana State University. The more than $60 million development is a partner project between Human Resource Development Council in Bozeman and GMD Development, a Seattle-based company. City Manager Jeff Mihalik said Bozeman has a goal of adding 200 to 300 affordable housing units each year.
This is going to put a significant dent in it, and I will say, we have a long, long way to go.
Bozeman needs around 6,000 more housing units by 2025, according to a community needs assessment the city released last year. The rise in real estate prices and rent haven't slowed down with the coronavirus pandemic. The Montana Free Press reports people looking to escape urban areas hit especially hard by the pandemic have been moving to the Bozeman, Missoula, and Flathead areas. While the commissioner's green light for the Arrowleaf Park and Perennial Park plan was a significant step, developers still need approval for a low-income housing tax credit from the Montana Board of Housing before breaking ground this fall. The developer's timeline to complete the project is November next year. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.